From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Two blasts hit the Afghanistan capital today, killing at least 26, including 9 journalists. Several media outlets, including Radio Free Europe, AFP, RFP, RFE, and One TV News, all confirmed having staffers killed, the Islamic State claiming responsibility through its Amaq news agency. South Korean officials say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un told South Korean President Moon Jae-in at their historic summit he would be willing to give up his nuclear weapons if the U.S. commits to a formal end to the Korean War and a pledge not to attack the North. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton reacted to the news on the CBS program Face the Nation.
President Trump is determined to see this opportunity through, hopeful that we can get a real breakthrough. But we're not naive in the administration, and a lot's going to ride on this meeting with Kim Jong-un.
President Trump expressed optimism about his planned meeting with Kim in a few weeks following conversations over the weekend with President Moon and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Iran topped the agenda as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visits key U.S. allies Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Jordan. He does not expect the U.S. to stay in the Iran nuclear deal. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is set to meet with President Trump today. The meeting is expected to deal with the Boko Haram insurgency and the strategic partnership, including economic growth. Mr. Buhari is the first African head of state to visit Washington since Mr. Trump took office. And we have much more on all these stories on voanews.com. For now, this is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says a missile attack in Syria's northern region has killed 26 pro-government fighters, mostly Iranians. The attack appears to have been carried out by Israel and targeted an arms depot for surface-to-surface missiles at a base known as Brigade 47. British Housing Minister Sajid Javid was named Monday as the new interior minister. This comes as the previous interior minister, Amber Rudd, resigned Sunday after Prime Minister Theresa May's government faced criticism for its treatment of long-term residents who were wrongly labeled illegal immigrants. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite reports.
Britain's interior minister has resigned, saying she accidentally misled Parliament. Amber Rudd had faced criticism after it emerged that some migrants from Commonwealth countries who settled in the UK between the 40s and 70s had been wrongly declared illegal immigrants. In a resignation letter to Prime Minister Theresa May, Rudd said she inadvertently misled a parliamentary committee last Wednesday by denying the government had targets for the deportation of illegal migrants. But on Sunday, The Guardian leaked a letter from Rudd to May last year. In it, she stated an ambitious but deliverable aim to deport more illegal immigrants over the next few years.
And that was Julian Satterwhite reporting. The scandal puts the British Prime Minister in the spotlight, too, and has raised questions about May's 6-year stint as Interior Minister before she became Prime Minister. The opposition party says May was also responsible. Diplomats from the UN Security Council met on Sunday with Aung San Suu Kyi, the de facto leader of Myanmar, also known as Burma. Sunday, they met with members of the Muslim Rohingya refugees who fled a security crackdown in Myanmar to Bangladesh. They spoke of atrocities, including killings, rape, and arson. Karen Pierce is a British diplomat and part of the UN mission.
It's a combination of enormous distress and sympathy for what those poor women and those poor children have been through and are still going through, and it's enormous horror that other human beings could put them through that, and I think it shows us the scale of the challenge as we try as the Security Council to find some way through that enables these poor people to go home.
Bangladesh shelters nearly 700,000 Rohingyas who fled Myanmar's western Rakhine state last year. About 50 people from a Central American migrant caravan, including women and children, tried to seek U.S. asylum but were not immediately allowed to cross the Mexico border. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music.